humans, goons, and others. How are we feeling tonight? I'll take that as a not too shabby. My name is MC Frontalot. May we hear it for Dual Core? And how about for your friends and mine, the mini bosses? This is my band, and we've got some live action nerdcore hip hop for you tonight. First off, a little song called Tongue Clucking Grammarian. It is about how your grammar is terrible, and how when I hear you fuck up your grammar, what do I do? I cluck my tongue at you, tut 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 tut, and wag my finger, tut 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 tut. This aggression will not stand. I feel that in self-defense, if nothing else, you should shake your finger at me. And you should tut tut the rapper on stage, and that you and I should do this in unison. How do you feel about that? I think then you'd better get your fingers ready and get ready to wag them and cluck your tongues, cause it goes like this. It goes tut, 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 tut. Anything for you, but we are going to rock the fuck out of this place for the next hour.
Oh yeah.
Everybody, this is my keyboard player, Vic 20. and he's gonna sing the hook on the following song, which is called Spoiler Alert.
Hey, front.
When I talk during the film, just another classic that you haven't seen, but still, just another ill in the head in the plot. You're like, Norman Bates, is that all you got? Might I guess from the name of the thing? Don't complain that you never heard the ending of the crime game. Well, it's a penis, this point a shaggy dog, which is nothing to see here. Move along, the apes rule the earth, Vader's pop for the Luke, the Brad Pitt and Ed Norton, obviously two people, but they got to share one character. Bruce ain't alive, kid, no matter how I stare at you. Snake kills Dumbledore, but with a noble motive. Everybody's guilty on the Oriental locomotive. Fights villainy ends, world squabbling, and Death Guard is a replicant, probably. Survival for Bambi's mom, our attacks are old Yellow, Mufasa, King Kong, all spawn of Medea should fear for your throat, all on the Titanic should fear for your boat, your front a lot, gave it away before it happened, you're in Moby Dick, then I hope you're not the captain, if you are, then I urge rethink revenge, cause you're headed for the bottom, you're bringing your friends, fall into Wonderland, you're definitely dreaming, sleeping by the stream, and all is only seeming, living in the Bible, it ends in Armageddon, you're in the Y2K, it's less upsetting, living in the 80s, spoiler gay, wham, spaceships can blow up, trickle down, economics is a scam, but you figure that out, don't want to wreck the ending, for you make you pout. When everything for you well is mutual, in the future do not do what you do. Set a room when everything for you well is mutual, in the future do not do what you do. Set a room when, set a room when, set a room when, set a room when, say I ruin everything for you. Why? You're in the French Revolution, alert, it won't last. If you're in the Kennedy clan, beware the muzzle flash. Airplanes also quite often destroy them. And if you're a Lenin, there is a Chapman, avoid him. Boy, when the foil in the end in your crown, no empire lasts forever, go to town. But if you're old wrong, look out for that Nero. Case your account there, look out for zero. Every time you're a ticking bomb explode, nobody make it out, except Horatio. Zephyrine and Brindle got a snake inside. Jack's in the box, meant to start on Popeye. If you didn't know already, I'll apologize. Peek-a-boo's a game, it's a trick up the eyes. Not the bending of reality itself. Spoiler for infants, adults, you stealth. Everybody. I play the toilet paper song. Vic 20?
Oh no.
All right. Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready. Hold on. Let me just.
We're going to have a special little moment from Vic 20 right now. He's going to perform for you Monty Python's Penis Song.
Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dog? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas.
Here, here!
Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife. wife suspend your pussy or your cock. You could wrap it up in ribbons. You could sip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. How about we do I Hate Your Blog and we have Int 80 come out and guest on it? What do you think? Maestro, what's my note? About it, I get to read it. Plus 8 paragraphs on the socks you bought, and your thoughts on whether Nickel Richie's hard or not. You've got no reason to be typing, yet you persist. Hit me key with your fist to punch out your top 10 list of the things that ever happened in your life. Number 1, met Michael Jackson's second wife. Number 2, got curly on the witch stooge. Are you home as the gift proves? Click for the link. You 3, saw puppy pictures on a web page. Kittens in a nest egg. The idea you just ain't it. Not hoping up your own. Every month like they won't, cause then you'll disappear off the internet. Oh, just a wayback machine like a ghost. And I won't be like, how come you don't post? I promise I won't. You guys still having a lovely evening? You're so beautifully lit, I can see each of you. so that I know from your smiles and your whimsical little twinkles in the eyes that you are in fact having a nice evening. I will now ruin it with some education. That's right, you signed up for the class. You know you wanted the credits when you signed up for cryptozoology. Today's lecture is on the fact that the scare goat, while seeming like an actual biological creature, is in fact the stuff of myth and legend.
We know that it is not real, not because of evidence. We're not big on evidence here in cryptozoology class. We know that it is not real using logic. It is simply impossible for such a pathetic creature to be real. Welcome, Cryptozoology 101. I'm Professor Front a Lot, and you come to talk about the Loch Ness Monster. Everybody wants to, but its study belongs to the humblest catalogs of unknown truth. Could order on the internet, it's front left too. Could read my dissertation on a fin with a hoof, and then you know we don't discuss it if there's already proof. Come on, put away the gray textbook with its Yeti, Aaron, Almas, and Bigfoot. All this input, you should have gotten your prereqs. Scholarly pretext.
Check it for defects.
Better we devote our time as a class to discovering the meaning of the creature at last. Dude, the monster, is it real? I don't know. It's a Tennessee stiff-legged fainting goat. Determine your mythology's current. Some seen it up close, and those videos weren't abhorrent. Forgeries either at all, but the scare goat, I must insist, is forestalled by any measure of your commonest sense. And I wouldn't think that I would even have to dispense this info that this thing is just made up. Scare goat, something somebody pulled out of his butt. What? No, wait a minute, we all agree. The skunk ape and the Jersey Devil run free. Don't try to test me in the Monterey Bay. Bobo so real, he become a cliche. I got a Mongolian death worm in my house, right next to Squonk and the aqueous mouse. Chupacabras that pounce, they wouldn't, they can, on seizure-y midgets who aren't at stand. Scullion Molder, don't ask, just grab their zoology folder, then bring it back to me now. If I'm still around, might be mingling with mole people underground. We're up in the sky on a hippogriff, flying through this abyss, it's in my syllabus. I'm instilling this knowledge in noggins. Imaginary animals come gumming and clogging your mental acuity like the weather of a Nancy. Now and in perpetuity, you cogitate fancily. Figure this thing out, sort it and keep it. It'll be on the finals. Like Bo Peep on Sheep Dip, which she would have been on if she'd been real. Lived up in the meadow, wasn't that genteel? I feel in addition that her tale's untrue. Girl must have been attended to the stare. Go to. On the bass, my man Black Lotus. Very good. We doing all right? Can you hear stuff? Are you boogieing ever so slightly? We'll talk.
Mm. Check, check, check. Is this on in the mains? Yeah, no? Hello?
So this should go up?
Where is our Christian? Where is our man Christian? I will not press the random buttons. It's very bad advice. Say, who here has looked at some internet pornography this weekend? Who here had their internet porn habits listed up on the sheep board? Yeah, I'm scared to jerk off this weekend. I don't want you people to know what I like. It's very personal. But here's a whole song about every kind of porn on my computer. The best of times, got the worst of rhymes. Don't think I'm the first to find my life devoted less to lyrics than it is to my struggle for pyrrhic victory in the race to be interwebs number one devotee of smutty little things that recur on screen, risque to hate, quintuple X obscene. Those who shape themselves so cleanly, twins in positions unseemly. My spleen ain't the part that gets vented. Grab the whole fat like a minute, descend it. Probably I'll leave it alone. Spend more time stroking on the microphone. Got a boatload of midgets in the in command. A full-grown woman on her knees and hands. Got a long, hard donkey and a farm girl too. And the brains of dismay when it starts to spook. You got to click, close, put it away. Cause the internet is F-I-L-T-H-Y. Working in past jams on the IRC, got DCC unexpectedly with the 80-minute deck, spit guns and heat part 3. Bad habits, I'm so elite that I had that one already. Skipped to the part with the fishnet teddy, ripped it out, but to my chagrin, one toss from a win when the boss walked in, said, nuh-uh, front that terminal aim for a latex crucifix, tank and a taint, and big 32-bit color. Well, them rosary beads get checked out the crawler. Said you can't buy me, I quit. Opened up the case, yanked out the hard disk, absconded with the data in hand. 31 years, hustler scams, plans, how to construct a love swing. All that binary side, everything archived since spring of 92. Received from a real doll stripper shoes. Tools for an online polar in. You vote one stuff girl or a guilty man. Plans galore, explore for hours, time for play. Room and showers, glowing hoes, videos, give us a guess. In bags of an error since you aren't regret. Cap on cam from a hijack feed. So what you need? Got red in the front, Chinese in the back, red on brown, I'm blonde on black. Yes, I'm tired of all alone, every delegation to which I'm prone. Got the Japanese schoolgirl tentacle love. Got the furries and the flurry, they've been yipping it up. Got a Craigslist poster trading poo for pee. Got a deep, dark dungeon full of hot buy sweets. Got to click, close, put it away. Cause the internet is F. L-T-H-Y. Click, close, put it away. Cause the internet is F-I-L-T-H-Y. Click, close. Got to click. Backslash on my keyboard stuck. Mouse wheel don't turn cause it's all gummed up. Thank you.
How's this mic doing now?
This mic's big and clean, yes?
This one. Oh dear.
It sounds like whale love.
You check it. I think I was causing troubles. I don't think he is. He's getting it from the house. Speak into the thing.
Hello.
Keep trying that until it works. Talk.
I'm not needed again for 3 songs.
This is incorrect. You have to sing almost immediately.
Oh. Oh, okay. All right. I'll sing that part. All right. Yeah. Oh, hey, there we go.
That's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
What about...
Let's hear it for Christian, who is mixing from a place where he was allowed to mix, which is not the ideal place to mix from. He's rocking it. How's your mic working, Vic-20?
Check, check, check. Can you guys hear me all right?
Damn straight.
All right! I like these people.
This song is about dancing. Specifically, it is about a new dance craze that I invented many years ago, but it's still new because no one is yet crazed. Like all dance crazes, my dance craze has a stupid name that has nothing to do with dancing. My dance craze is called the Margaret Thatcher. And I'm going to sing this song gleefully until she drops dead, at which point it will be in bad taste. I might sing it afterwards anyway. She's kind of terrible. This is a song for people who do not like to dance, to dance to. Therefore, it is incredibly appropriate that we hacked the lights in this room last year and are no longer allowed to touch the switch. True story. The rules of the dance are: do all the steps in the dance, which you don't know what they are because they're kind of abstract, so make it up as you go along. But the very, very important key is pretend like nobody's watching. Called the Margaret Thatcher. It'll get in your pants. You better call the dispatcher of deliverers of increased pants. Awesomeness. Get the awesomest pants they offer. Preposterous shoes are also required for the moves. Although sensible footwear or barefoot behooves, and all attire's optional. You only give a dip when there's nobody watching. You do it to the Margaret Thatcher.
Just do it
to the Margaret Thatcher, y'all.
Do it
to the Margaret Thatcher.
Just do it.
Here's a little something for the wallflowers in the room. All my people at the party for whom the dance don't come natural. Enhance your stature. Fall into the routine they call the Margaret Thatcher.
Do
yo.
It.
Do the Margaret Thatcher.
Just do it.
Do the Margaret Thatcher.
Do it.
Do the Margaret Thatcher.
Just do it.
Step one. Wiggle, wobble, wriggle. Coddle your young. Intensify your ennui. Then before you get done, you put your left foot over to the left if you dare. Then pretend you got scared. Then point at your hair. Step two. Elevate everything up, increase any number that you're in control of. Then skip to the loo, then stand stock still. Then illustrate for everyone your ultimate skill. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. It's the manner of the dancing you do. Calibrate it so that anybody think that you're too intensely unhealthy to move like that. Take the multiple indignities of dance floor back. Don't retract, that's your thought in your move. Don't be in emotion as you follow it through. Don't do anything I wouldn't condone. Set the dance name after a villainous crone. Here's a little something for the wallflowers in the room. People at the party for whom the dance don't come natural. Enhance your stature, fall into the routine they call the Margaret Thatcher.
Do
yo.
It.
To the Margaret Thatcher.
Just do it.
To the Margaret Thatcher.
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 Just do it.
To the Margaret Thatcher.
Do it.
To the Margaret Thatcher.
Just do it.
Just do it. Thank you. On the drums, may I introduce to you, in his first appearance as part of the MC Frontalot Ensemble, Condor Man. I should say, his first US appearance. You guys want to hear some more raps? I got a song that takes place at a convention.
It's called Yellow Lasers. We got tired of doing it the old-fashioned way. So here's our extra ridiculous version. We've nicknamed it Yellow Wubzors. You need another battery? As soon as we got it wired up, we're gonna feature Black Lotus on the Wub Dispenser. Condor Man upon the acoustical drums. Vic 20 on the Motif ES7. I am MC Frontalot. Met her at the Star Wars convention. Did I mention she was looking for love? Had to call her bluff. Lady, you don't mean how that sounded. That 1,000-pound dude in the no fat chick shirt's astounded. Thought she'd take it back. Revoke, rewind, rescind, retract. You heard me, she said, I'll take any man here to descend to the cave where you conquer the fear. And I'll steer you to the side, the force you choose. Some, but these men end up here now. Who? This girl, you got to understand, would not look out of place on the arm of an attractive man. So the geeks in attendance got jaws on the floor. One extends his saber, but he tripped on his cloak. I stepped to the front, then I spoke. Look, I ain't spitting game. I've got a Wookiee hat on, but these guys here are used to getting spat on by girls. Them in shock and this ain't the right con to quote Mr. Spock, but it's highly illogical to me. Girl, look me in the eye, said, is your mind free?
So I've got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. So I've got something for you. It is shiny.
Oh, thank you.
Black Lotus on the wub dispenser. The front row grows ever more unruly. I like it. Went to hacker convention. Nerd rapper did not play my favorite song. First world problem. Nerd rapping, test your internet, you left a trap, but it's ADMC, front a lot, took a game, but the bait wasn't tempting, ending up uncaged at large, to talk smack at you through the networking appliance, it's in charge, every drip of your attention, when mine goes out, got to log in just to mention, my disappointment at the interruption of convenience, I mean, just a lot left, but none of in between this, couple of minutes here, couple of minutes later, it's an outrage at the price I pay, these dictates of my leisure, ruining iron fists, and but the evidence I'll put upon is this. Your GPS ran out of battery.
First world problem.
Got to wake up Saturday.
First world problem.
Just delayed your honeymoon.
First world problem.
Veg season's coming soon.
First world problem.
Half your friend list is spam account.
First world problem.
And your center channel speaker's out.
First world problem.
Your center channel speaker's out. In the first world. Muffy, my hair regrowth cream is mostly ineffective, and I'm struggling to keep this in perspective, but I feel like a massive injustice occurs as regrows hair on the tube in the words in a third or maybe a quarter of all users. I must have got swindled, is it a fault of whose is? Ooh, Muffy, Muffy, let all the servants torture, just keep them on retainer, if you got some more on order, cause I can't comb my hair no more, get accustomed to the lifestyle, sniffed up on the spore, then molded up my innards, made the blood turn blue. Muffy, there's a revolution, what we gonna do? Misplaced the ambient.
First world problem.
Left a participle dangling.
First world problem.
Scheduling your root canal.
First world problem.
Grad schooling had no rationale.
First world problem.
Sitting like your appetizer.
First world problem.
Then your yacht got capsized.
First world problem.
Your yacht got capsized. A first world problem that you have with your yacht. Kerfuffle. You have to hustle before the fates come reshuffle. Rustle up another couple grievances and air them. You can laugh about it later. Maybe needed all the sparing. For the moment, though, you ordered half-calf, didn't get it. There was no TV set when you jetted. Internet presented itself just as I was in the middle of tournament play. And so I suffered from transmittal interruption. Completely ruined my day. MC front, lots of jackass. All I'm trying to say, people buy CDs in these days of disaster. For me, I have to be a professional rapper. No bubbles in your soda cup.
First world problem.
App crash when you load it up.
First world problem.
Phone's OS is out of date.
First world problem.
Colors won't calibrate.
First world problem.
They never stocked the snack you want.
First world problem.
Caught herpes from a Sebutan.
First world problem.
Condor man caught herpes from a Sebutan. In the first world. Got wall hacked in PvP.
First world problem.
Oh no, HD DVD.
First world problem.
Pixels aren't perfect square.
First world problem.
Favorite rapper isn't debonair.
First world problem.
You own too many underwear.
First world problem.
And you're not much of a millionaire.
First world problem.
No, you're not much of a millionaire. The first world. I could barely get through a set anymore. I need some rapping medicine. DuckTales? I don't have a song called DuckTales. Perhaps I should. Anyway, I'm far too adult to care about cartoons.
Thus I will sing instead This Old Man, which is about my ever-increasing paunch and diminishing follicles. I keep a getting older and hairier on my neck, back, and derriere. Oh, but not atop the pay. DNA, let's negotiate. Hot trade, the fading vision, you can have that back. Plus the 30-year-old man belly is kinda whack. My hearing is nearing deafness and I wheeze. Please save me from the wrist hurt disease. It's invisible that these are full list of ailments. Should do anything but accrue, I'ma fail 10 times out of 10 to age in reverse like more. Stop anything sadder than a dork for whom the new hotness is not just inaccessible. It's grumbled against you kids, reduce your decibels. Don't make me come over there and shake my cane. The rapper from the double A.
This old man, he rhymed once. He put up some valiant stunts with a whip, whack, middle whack, youthfulness and charm. This old man kept rhyming on.
This old man kept rhyming on. Joints creaking while I speak around the stage. And the grandmother's telling me I ought to act my age. Deranged already, I don't got no brain medicine. We were running out of food on a boat. I'd get jettisoned or eaten. I'm unsweetened. Don't tell me that I got the shortest straw. Not a treat in just a little senile and gassy and slow. But I bet I'm very salty and I can still roll. Let's go along that infant. Infants are useless. Also very soft, which is good because I'm toothless. Come on, kids. Wanna get rescued or what? To mumble all amongst yourselves.
Speak up!
I lost my ear horn the other day on the bus. I think by the way you whippersnappers make a fuss. I said something crazy, profound, or obscene. Where'd the ocean go? What have you think of me?
This old man, he rhymed twice. He found this would not suffice. With a whip, whack, bit of lack of youthfulness and vim. This old man was dour and grim.
This old man was dour and grim. Now front a lot, shot for the top of the hill. Should have bought a very old plot suit, cause I got ill, but I foolishly thought that I could put it off. Now I'm ghoulishly fraught with a soft in the head, hard in the disposition. How to earn this intractable attrition of the vigor that I figure would be mine for life. Still no upside, well the rhymes are right. If we keep on my life, that's my vocabulary. Gonna do it till I'm staring at the ceiling in the mortuary. Plus I'm probably wise by now. Could do the things old people talk about, like counting pills, argue bills at diners. Get a little tiny funky car and beat the Shriner. Go do the haberdasher so I can look dapper, catch stroke. Forget I'm too old to be a rapper.
This old man, he rhymed thrice. He found this would not suffice. With a big fat bit of lack of youthfulness and spunk, this old man
rhymes were bunk.
This old man, he rhymed lots. Rhymed till he drew liver spots. With a whip whack, bit of lack of youthfulness and cheer. Why he rhymed remains unclear. Why
he rhymed
remains
unclear.
Do you guys like self-indulgent songs about the music industry?
No, boo.
How about songs about 20-sided dice? You like those? In that case, this song is about the latter subject.
Sometimes feel like,
yeah.
Oh my God, life's so good.
Yeah.
Sometimes feel like, life's so good.
Gotta
sometimes feel like,
oh my God,
life's so good.
Gotta
sometimes feel like, oh my God.
I'm on the cover of a lot of magazines. No, I don't say all, but I've been practicing my big TV grin and charming banter. Interviewers always follow up and all the answers. Prancers such as I lived healed up. Get your people here, we'll set some nailed up. But don't fuss my pretty little with the chores. I'm critically acclaimed and I'm never ignored. Now, no
insist that none of that's true. Front a lot got inauthentic at you. What else is new? What else to do but keep on seeming like a celebration? Every could be anything redeeming. Got us up. You can't get out of your head, and my artistic accomplishments often said the soft and dread in the hearts of the reviewers. Another tour de force from the performer who he knew was all listeners to the ravages of cynicism with the pure and simple freshness of your syllogism. Isn't this the case, critical darlings? Always unbeloved of the masses in the parlance of the populace. They suck and send some awful, just an air gust. Holds a lot the copter of the rifle. It's obvious why I'm such a critic to do. But when front a lot discusses it, is anything true? Got a sum. Itself to be integral to veracity. Part of a five-star notice posted about the last CD. You met capacity, I overflow with fronting. It was a good point once. My favorite self is bluntin'. Let me simply tell you something. Living is good. I'm on the top of the top 10 list. Where I just stood in my fist with a dip. Should be brandished like a trophy. I'm holding on to the prize. Possession self-loathing. And you know it's life sweet. You can sing about that. Like a rolled nap. 20 double damage on the track. Got a song.
Sometimes feel like,
oh my God,
life's so good. Sometimes feel like,
oh my God,
life's so good.
Got a song.
Vic 20 on the robot voice.
Disengaging robot mode.
You guys ever play Zork? If I were playing Zork for you right now, I would type, wait, 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 so that the songs would be over. Then I would type, walk to merch booth. I might type, examine merch. I might say, remove money. Do you want to remove money from wallet or Bitcoin purse? I'm just kidding, we only take money. You weird pirate savages. The song is called It Is Pitch Dark. Personality problems with a mop on a dropship, trying to stab a goblin. Don't play in public life, you get arrested. Psychoactive medication daily in your big intestine. Testing that the voices in your head. So the dwarf shot first and met an arrow. Then you bled doctors with needles. Pause it repeatedly. You knocked down that midget in the park unneededly. This the idea that you should prevent you from the house. Never get misunderstood. The non-player characters inhabiting Earth. None of whom are too concerned about trying to get it in the ear canal because doom beset the last planet they were on or near. Birds of a set of poetics, they were in here, never hear the news with invisible ink. No SM goddess has ever gave them pause to think. Never piloted sick robots,
each distinct.
No matter how many two leaders they drink, they're not gonna follow what you're saying at all. They're immune and appalled in the scope of their gall. You hide in your room in disgust, the lights turn down. Turn them on and I'll turn them off for now. You consider whose fault it could be. Not a torture or match, no inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a crew. This predicament seems particularly cruel. Consider whose fault it could be. Not a torture or match in your inventory. You read a pamphlet from a mailbox that urges low cunning offers, cursor and prompt type. Running, you're running it. Parses what you tell it. Pronouns intact. Abbreviations, if you need them, better keep it grammatical. Better punctuate your sentences and never redact. Name of anything ambiguous, you're about to get axed. You mean the red one, the round one, crooked, or the blue? But I keep that in your pocket. Only what it could do could be the clue for solving riddles. You didn't have to sleep. You could never seek a quiddle. You'd be ever in the middle, in the midst of a quest. If it wasn't for Dawn, the gown, you'd never get dressed. Your underwear typing. Keyboard attached up to my fingers, wrists bare in the brunt. So I cease to do stunts and blaze through their descriptions. Like I went once to some saying that for Egyptian. I retain plane ticket snapshots, receipts. Then I'm convinced this has happened to me. Wanna misremember, get confused. Look at the crawling towards a pyramid, appearing over doom. Entering the thing in the city instead. Today that's a nightmare. Did I battle a snake? Was the treasure intact? Did the TRS-80 in my brain get hacked? Thanks, Grandpa, for buying it. Now my life's ruined. 22 years later, had to investigate the crew in. Doing Sizzy fine, trying to escape. But I can't, cause I'm up and around and awake. And you are likely to be eaten by a crew. And this is what they come and seem particularly cruel. Consider whose fault it could be. Not a torture, but mad. You're in the talk. These kids are so nice. You kids are so nice. Thank you for coming out. In the game Zork, of course, the Gru is a beast that you encounter at any point if your light source runs out. But in a sort of a philosophical sense, it is the final boss of the Zork game. Because there is certainly no other creature that is difficult to beat. You can't kill the Gru. In one of the sequels, you can get a spray. You can, like, spray anti-Gru. Which I assume is just sort of a glowing aerosol.
That's Zork 2, right?
This is my extremely ham-fisted intro for the song Final Boss. That's obstruction, it becomes in my name. So that you came to become obsessed with my location. Clues to my identity denied to the impatient. Step up, I sense you're on the precipice of something. Me, I'm on the brink of delivering your lumpings. Make your load, you save up for the 55th time. Make you scroll through unskippable dialogue lines. Still ain't any closer to discovering why. Got technology for lackeys that can hover and fly. Got the mother two guys in their sights, an app to wreck them. Give
the beat down to you quicker than your finger in Tekken.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
You're never gonna get it. Elevated, I don't give a trip if you celebrated. Every time you level up, it's cause I delegated your demise to the wrong size of minions. Got a bigger batch coming, statisticians got my dim opinion of your chance to survive. Make your time, I got 100 billion of them. They're standing in line to make you shine light out of your special move hole. Cause you got hit so hard by the energy bolt, and it's a moat you can't cross, a key you can't get. Ain't done the right NPC subquest yet. Gotta collect bullshit that I done littered in the realm. Ain't my whole game matched up for.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get
Sing
the
it,
final
you know the words.
Boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna
I
get
scream
the
it.
Final boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Never gonna get it. Now, final boss, be all end all class of society. Very exclusive, but not higher than me. All the sobriety of the day and age can prove indecent. Cause me to find and strangle the baby of Jackie Gleason. Nothing I'm evil, greasing, unpleasant, and bent on my ends. Final reckoning, too late to make amends. It's too late to make friends. I'm infuriated already. Finest cut a minion of a corrugated and steady stands. Between me and five who go whistle. Has a hobo corpse, there's a less bristle. A tower is your obstacle. Will we never bend? Some matter how you struggle, never get you.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Never gonna get it, you never get it, no.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tame. No boss tame.
I crack the whip. You play the game.
How could you defeat me? You don't even know my name. Vic 20 on the keys. Thank you. Do you guys realize I have not gotten drunk all day? My sentiments exactly. Therefore, please forgive me when I tell you that we are going to sing one more song before I start getting drunk. I'm not getting drunk on stage. That means this is the last song. Now you're back to booing. Two more. I should have started this bullshit before the previous song. All right, because this is the last song, I will make sure it's your favorite. This is Goth Girls. Black Lotus on the bass. Once more for Vic 20 on the keys. I am MC Frontalot. Goth girls, goth girls, hit the girl to go. To see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow with the show. You can see the black lace on parade. I met 100 dozen of hello, I was wondering how goth is my frock. I've got this thing for horror movies and mope rock. But I can't shock my hair up, I ran out of stock. And just like that,
Frontalot ran out of talk.
It was tragic, unheard of, never seen me out of rhymes when they usually come into fatigue and bleed. But me here talk good, no bad talk too. Like my tongue got encrypted right before I lost root. Like my small talk got pop-trocked on a prior boot. Smoochy only then guys in chokes and docks, not brutes.
fruit snack and eyeliner like I like. But look, I put it on, plus lip shellac, just to stand next to that and dream about love. But necessity that has always had to be enough, cause I can't talk to goth girls, I just stare and stammer. Name is MC Frimmer, Frammer, damn it. If she giggled, damn her double if she laughed. Goth girls like it when you double, damn it, twice fast. Goth girls,
goth girls, the girls that go to see the hardcore rapper with the kids. You can see the black place of parade. I bet 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got any
golf girls. I got shunned by her at the Rocky Horror premiere. She steered clear of the nerd crowd, but I heard loud in my ear the disdain that she held for my type.
Always kicking on the cop you try.
I get hype on the stage, she might notice me then and observe that I'm ironically hip in some fifth universe. And her purse and patent leather healthy fishnet glove could be complaining 50 player with the front filled up.
Her name's Nightshade.
Call her Cherry Tomato. Look like Taserly Tinkle, but poisonous like Torpedo. She says her hair got attacked cause it's black and it's blue. Got the Johnny the homicidal maniac tattoo. Legs deep in the boots all up on the it's the kind who make a certain type of fetish to squeal. The ordeal I endure this close to her splendor, besieged by my shyness. Try this, render my intentions in the usual way. Home alone, superstar girls, I'm on the cathode ray. The goth girls,
goth girls are the girls who go to see the nerd call rapper with the key.
The show.
You can see the black face of parade. I bet 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got any
golf go. Now IRL, my woman tell me that I shouldn't be covered in. Tell her, yo, you better get in the coven, man. It's like, eek, I get to sleep on the couch for a week while watching old Elvira videos on TV. Yeah, laughing up, you don't live like I do. Mercy of any sister with wrist scars and black eye goo. I've tried to get into cheerleaders and failed. Banana repugnant and tan.
So stale.
I found myself for the local cafe. I light a cova. I'm through Camus and French, which I can't read, but so what? Think the cough of flower in your core's embrace. Converted epigores, let it begin to a typeface. French vampires on LJ. My space, even put that spooky echo filter on the face, but can't talk to goth girls, so just stare and stammer. Same as MC Frimmer, Frimmer, damn it. If she giggle, damn it, double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double, damn it, twice fast. Goth girls,
goth girls are the girls who go to see the nerd call rapper with the
key. At the show,
you can see the black as a parade. I bet 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got
any. Goth girls, goth girls are the girls who got their souls stuck somewhere between the kettle and pot. Since I was young, that 100 dozen of them never ever owned one. Thank you, DEF CON! And happy 20! I have been MC Frontalot. I will be over at the merch table. Anybody who wants to say hi, please do. I love you. And tomorrow, I promise I will be drunk all day.
Can you mute the house first?